hydroelectric systems. The Val d'Aosta has enormous reserves of water, which are assured by water from the melting glaciers, and this led to the creation of numerous hydroelectric power stations at the beginning of the 1900s. They are organised in line along certain side valleys, such as Gressonay or the Val Tonnage. The systems that are found above Aosta, on the other hand, collect water from a range of valleys and convergent streams and rivers along the main valley. Although the architectural style of these power stations does not blend in naturally with their surroundings, they are, however, very much part of the mountains and their history, since the building of such plants for the exploitation of water has been a common experience throughout the Alpine regions in the 20th century. The uppermost power station along the Val d'Aosta system was designed in 1918 and built at Edelbode. The whole construction is an exposed stone with smooth joins, the windows at the bottom, art reminiscent of Art Nouveau. The Covelu station, on the other hand, is situated at the start of the Val Tonnage. It was built in 1926 and has plaster rendering all over. The walls are brightened up by large bow-shaped windows, surmounted by low dormer windows. The Chavon power station is in the municipality of Saint-Pierre, and the village with the same name lies beneath it, with its houses and main services for the employees of the aluminium production plant that received energy from the power station itself. It was built in 1918, and its appearance is reminiscent of formal neoclassical themes. The nearby Grand Evia power station, which is located in a narrow river gorge, has walls and exposed stone. The Champagne first station, built in 1921, is also in stone and has some reminiscent features of castle architecture with Guildford style apertures, with windows divided by some small slabs and architraves in stone. The Valpelline plant, built in 1958, has a regular prismatic volume surmounted by a second prismatic volume which serves as the roof. The upper power station of Pont Saint-Martin features a particular style. It is located on a rocky ridge dominating the valley below and was designed for the transmission of energy and not its production. The imposing stone walls have mullioned windows with small inclined vaults and decorated mouldings to highlight the moorings and electricity cables.